Okay, so we're going to start again from...
Other side?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
no,
we could... Kutei Etzos, yeah. Fine, so I'm holding now Kutei Etzos. We're going to read letter in Emes to Emuna, letter Nun Gimel. Emuna Chashuv Ketzdaka. Emuna is considered like Tzedaka. I mean, if a person has Emuna, it's like they gave Tzedaka. If you don't have money to give to tzedaka, try to have emuna. Emuna is considered like tzedaka. No doubt, ayidei emuna zeche lebanim. Through emuna, a person marries to children. Because emuna, the gematria banim. The word emuna is 102. It's the same gematria as banim. Children also is 102. So through emuna, a person marries to have children. Nun hey. Emuna, he davar chazik ma'id. Emuna is something very powerful. By emuna tmimus, and through a person's emuna, their tmimus, belief shum chachmas, their simplicity, their without any types of chachma, types of being smart, trying to be smarter than Hashem, think we know better than Hashem, think we know better, just having emuna, zaychin lavai, a person can merit to come to mechinas ratzin, to the aspect of ratzin that they just want Hashem. Which is higher even than having chachma de kedusha, understanding Torah. Just this desire, just to want Hashem, just for no reason, just want Hashem, this huge desire, can be even higher than chachma de kedusha. So when someone has emuna, then they can merit to get to this level of ratzon. The high note this is, sheyizkel ratzon muflag chazak ma'ayim. A person merits this huge, amazing, powerful desire, Elav Yisbach, for Hashem. B'shteikos nimrus ma'adi, this huge, how do I say in English all these words? This huge desire and want. Achalayeda klal, until the person doesn't know at all, ma'la asayis, what to do, b'gerda ha'shteikos. B'yizdak b'chleis ha'nevish b'chulul, etc. Like the Prophet Mesir Chasiran, Sikhalam and Beis. The person, they just want Hashem, they don't even know what to do about it. They don't know they should learn, they should die, they can't do anything, they just want Hashem so badly. She has such a desire for Hashem. They scream out to Hashem from such a desire. And this, just wanting Hashem, it can be even higher than learning Torah or anything else. And a person can marry to this Ratzon, the Kedusha, this high Ratzon, through Emunah, through belief in Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So we're in the middle of the Shemini Salasha, of the Shari Torah Per Gimel. Says, through learning Torah, a person is also saved miyom hadin hagadol from that huge judgment day, right? When a person leaves this world, they have a regular judgment. Then when Mashiach comes, it's a big judgment day. But a person gets saved from that also, from harsh judgment on that day. Shenemar Allah says on that day in Malachi Perek Gimel Pasuk Yates, hinei hayom ba, behold, the day is coming, bayir katana, it's going to burn like a furnace. But one who learns Torah, one who tells the Torah, he'll merit to be saved from that burning fire. The Isa of Medrash, like it says in the Medrash, but as a love in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mighty chama min artika, Hashem is going to take the sun out of its case, like out of its sheath, out of its holder. V'danva is harishayim, he's going to judge the rishayim, the evil, the wicked people. Shenema, like it says, behold, the day is going to come, bayir katan is going to burn like a furnace, like an oven. And this sun is going to heal the tzaddikim. The same sun, the same thing, going to heal the tzaddikim. Shenema, like the pasuk says, and pasuk chaf over there, v'zorchu lachem, I'll shine on them, yirei shemim, the ones who fear my name, shemesh tzedaka umarfa. The sun will be healing. The sun will heal the tzaddikim. This huge sun, on one hand, it will heal the tzaddikim. On the other hand, it will burn up the rishon. This will be like their hand, it will burn the rishon, this burning hot sun. Amar Rav Yeshua, tzedaka aksa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in kabba elam Hashem, did a righteousness with all the ones who come to the world. Shalayn desar berakhi rishon. He didn't first put the sun in the sky. Shalamali desar berakhi, he would have put the sun first. We didn't have a shade to hide under. We would have got burnt. So it's good first Hashem created the plants and the trees and different things we could hide under. and then he created the sun. Sarah says the in the summer Hamas, you can't hide from its heat. You can't hide from the sun's heat. Allah said, love in the future. Me in the Hamas, who's gonna be able to hide from the sun's heat? Misha Isaac Batara, one who toils the Torah, they'll be protected from the sun's heat. The Torah will protect them, it'll be their shade. Who should go to Al-Diz of Pasuk says, Teres Hashem to me, right? Literally we say in Shabbos davening, right? We say in chapter Yutes. Let's say in Yutes where it says, right, Mikzesh Ma Mikzai, right, the sun shines from one end of the earth, you can't hide from the sun's heat. What does the next Pasuk say? Teres Hashem to me, Mashiach Nafesh. That who could hide, who will be able to hide from the sun's heat in that big judgment day, which the sun comes to burn up the Rishayim? That's one who learns Torah. The Pasuk over there says, the sun is going to come out burning. Chsiv Agra says, Zichru Torah to Mashiach, after you remember the Torah of Mashiach. So if we want to be safe from judgment, even though we do have errors, we can try to learn Torah, that will save us from the sun burning us, and the Torah will protect us. Gama Torah, also the Torah of Mah Mitzvah. We eat the fruits in this world. The principle still stays for the next world. Right? Certain mitzvahs we do. If we have a good time in this world without diving for it, just that we're just taking from schutzah, we're taking from what was coming to us in the next world. When you learn Torah, even if we have a good life in this world, it's not going to detract from anything in the next world. Gavra, the Gemara also says, and the Zohar daf yud says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah, whoever toils in Torah, nechassel maslichel, he'll be successful with his possessions. He'll do well in business. Kol ha'osek b'Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu etzlechem. If you toil in Torah, Hashem will do your needs. He'll help you. Because from all this nuchal lyrics, we can see gedulah te'inyel she'osek b'Torah, the greatness of toiling in Torah. For Amru Chazal already said in Gemara Brachas Daf Ches, Hashem doesn't have this for his world, only the four cubits of one who learns halacha. That's the most important thing Hashem has in his world. The main thing Hashem wants in this world, at his whole world, billions of people, you know what Hashem wants? He wants the type of person who's going to toil in halacha and learn Torah. A person that takes up their boundaries, always four amas, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem, the whole world created billions of people, Chinese and Japanese and all the different types of people. The main thing is for these people that are sitting and learning Torah, that's the point of the whole world. That's what I enjoy, and that's my desire of this whole world. Fine, so Baruch Hashem, now we're in the sugya on Daf Hei in Sechtes Beitza 5b. And we're in the middle of a concept that we said like this, that Rav Yosef told us that Kol Dovar Shem Minyan, whatever takana was made with a group of Rabbanim, Tzaruch Minyan Achalat Tirei. Even if the reason why they made the takana is gone, so logically the takana should be off, still you need another group of chachamim to take off the takana. Right? Even though the reason, even though logically it shouldn't be here anymore, still the takana stays until you come again and they take it down. They take away another group of rabbanim and take away the takana. So he brought a few psukim. So it comes in the water, from the water, three lines from the four lines from the top. My va'imer, what's va'imer? Like Rashi says, what do you see from this pasuk? And also, why do you need so many psukim? Why do you need two psukim and a mishnah, a brisa? What's the point? So comes the Gemara and says, my va'imer. What does it mean va'imer? That Rabbi Yosef said also, and also it says another pasuk. Rabbi says, hachi kamer. This is what it means to say. Michti. Let's see. Ksiv. It's written. Hayunuchaynim lashlosh yamim. They should be prepared for 3 days. This is talking about by Harsina al Tikshu al Isha. Don't come near a woman. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael 3 days before the Torah was given, they should prepare to separate from the world for 3 days. So originally the takana was separate for 3 days in order that you should be prepared yourself for accepting the Torah. So logically, once you got the Torah, you should be permitted back to go to their wives. So Leich Amar Lahem, Shuvu Lachem La'alechem Lamali. Why do I need this pasuk after that? Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them, Hashem has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them, return to your tents. It's obvious. The whole reason why they had to separate is over. The Torah was already given. I said, Shmami, no, we understand from here. Kol Tavr Shem Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achar La'atirai. Whatever was made originally with a minyan, you need another minyan to take it over. Like Rashi explained, even in this case, even though there was no minyan in this case. But it's the same concept. But it's the same concept. That if Hashem made the takana, then you need Hashem to take it off. Even if the reason for the takana is no longer here. But it's the same thing here also. If a chacham made a takana, you need the chacham to take it off. The chitim, and if we're going to say, maybe this pasuk wasn't kind to read to tell him it's mutter to go back to the wives. It could be it's obvious it would have been mutter. So what was the point of this pasuk? Maybe it was kind to tell them the mitzvah of Aina, the mitzvah for them to go back to their wives. Because since they were such a high level of Har Sinai, they were connected to Hashem, they weren't interested in the physical anymore. So maybe the reason why Hashem had to tell them to go back to their wives was simply so they should go back. They shouldn't just stay separated from their wives because they just want Kedusha. They got such a service, they feel so good by Har Sinai, felt so spiritual. So maybe that pasuk is not a good proof that you need another minyan to go undo the original takana. So you might ask that question. So Tashima, come in here, I'll bring you another pasuk. We see this concept. From where? From the pasuk also by Har Sinai. What does it say over there? B'mshoich hayoyvel, the end, right, of b'mshoich, meaning either when it stops or by the stretch of the blow of the shofar, heima ya'alu bahar, they should go up the mountain. That's what it says but after the first luchas. By the first luchos, the Rashi says, "Michli." Let's see. Ksiv, it's written, which Rashi explains, this is really by the second luchos. It's written by the second luchos. Gamatzayin v'habakar, also the sheep and the cattle, al yiru, they should not pasture. El mul ha'har ha'hu. That's about the said. They should pasture by this mountain. Rashi tells us that we make a drasha. El mul ha'har ha'hu, meaning this mountain in its present state. This mountain in its state when it has the Shekhinah on it, there you should have pasture. What does that mean? Once the Shekhinah leaves, you're allowed to go up on the mountain, you're allowed to let your animals pasture. Right? So we see from the second Lufas that once the Shekhinah leaves, it's mother to go up the mountain, it's mother to let your animals go there. So if so, Bimshay Chayev Alamali. So why did the Pasuk by the first Lufas to tell me that when after the shofar blast and the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up. The way Rashi explains, anyway, you couldn't go up until after the second luchos were given, and another year later, even. And the year after the first luchos, which could have been, Rashi says, let's say it was Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, maybe, or maybe Chaf Iyar, Rashi has raised two times. So that wasn't why I was questioning. Why do you have to tell me after the first luchos that once the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up? You couldn't go up anyway until after the second luchos, correct? Because the Shekhinah stayed for a year on the mountain until after the second luchos. So anyway, you can't go up until after the second luchos. And the Vadir already tells me that you only can't go up the mountain in its present state, right? But what does that mean? Once the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up the mountain. So why do you have to tell me after the first luchos, once the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up? The Shekhinah is not leaving until after the second luchos. And over there, the pasuk already tells me that once the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up. That's the question. Because Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Let's start from Rashi Tashima. We saw the other Rashi, right? Let's see the Rashi Tashima. Just like smack in the middle of the Rashi. Tashma mihach, bring a proof from here to your concept that you need another minion. Two, 25 lines about into the narrow, down the narrow lines. Next Rashi.
Tashma, just it's an abbreviation.
Okay. Yeah. Tashma. Mehalcha. Bring a proof from here. B'mshoicha yovel. Right, so Rashi brings two pshat in what the word m'shoicha means over here. Right? Sheyimshoich b'salik ha-shechina. Either the flesh will extend, will stretch out, when the shechina leaves minahar from the mountain. V'yarech ha-tekeya. And the tekeh, the blower, will lengthen as clearly his voice, committing a tekeh b'achrein, like committing every time you finish blowing, like in the midrash also, before they would travel, it would be short blow, the last blast will always be a long blast. Or Lashon Acher, Rashi brings another pshat, v'mshoich ha-yevel, is sheyimshoich ha-tekeya milotkeya, that the one who's blowing will stop blowing. Here he's saying it's like Lashon of stopping. This is what the Mechilta explains, v'mshoich ha-yevel, the psuk hayevel, when the yevel stops, like psik, when the blast, the shever blast stops, that's when you go off the mountain. So how do we see anything from this pasuk? It said mechtiv. Ksiv, it says b'luchos ha'achrainos. Right, we said it says already by the last luchos. It said by the last luchos. V'ish lo yala imcha, no it should go up with you. And miseva the kra yala, if we learn from the end of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk says over there, El Mol Ha'har Ha'hu. Right, we say your animal shouldn't pasture by this mountain. So we make a drasha. Kol Zman Shehu, as long as it is Bahavi Yasa in its present state. Ketushasa has a Shechina, Shashchina Allah, it's in its present state of Ketusha because the Shechina is on it. Then it's Usr to go up the mountain. We understand from there, Aval. However, Nistalko Shechina, if the Shechina leaves the mountain, then what? Shechina leaves. Mutter, it's mutter to go up. So Shabina, mutter, Shabina, Memela. We hear this, Memela. You don't have to tell me that it's mutter. I told you, really, you can't go on the mountain into the Shechina there, right? So I don't have to tell you, by the way, when the Shechina is not there, you could go up. It's obvious, right? Why couldn't I go up the mountain because the Shechina was there? Correct? I couldn't go up the mountain because the Shechina was there. So now, if the Shechina left, obviously, you could go up the mountain. What do I need the pasuk to teach it to me for? Lovely at Kuri, why do I need to mention Shar Yusa that is permitted behedya Luchas Rishayna? Why do I need to tell you about the first Luchas? Why do I get go up when there's no more Shechina? But we have to tell you, this Dalka Shechina, hey Miyal, when the Shechina goes up, they could when the Shechina leaves, they could go up. Vale, isn't it? When it's Dalka Shechina, here's Menachem, here's the Rashi that talks about this. When it's Dalka Shechina, the Shechina never left. Miyay Matatara. From Master Torah, from above Sifa, at Echad B'Chodesh, until the first day of the month, Shukah Mishkan, the first day of Iyar, which the Mishkan was put up, which is in the following year. Ba'ad or Rashi also says Be'Esther B'Iyar, or it could be it was the 20th of Iyar when they actually traveled from around from that spot of Sinai. So by the little Heter, we should learn the Heter K'shmistalik Melmula Harahu. So I have a pasuk over here with a second luchos, which tell me el mul ha-har ha-hu, by this mountain the way it is now. So why do you need a new pasuk to teach me by luchos rishaynas that once the shechina leaves you could go up? So Salik is teaching me this rule that once you have a takana that you're not allowed to go up the mountain, right? Even though it's because the shechina there. Even though you understand, once the Shechina leaves, there's no more takana, I still need to spell it out to you, I still need to speak it out to you. So we see our concept. Even something, halacha takana was made originally, and the reason it doesn't apply anymore, I still have to give you permission to go ahead and do this thing, right? See, even though, the whole reason, why couldn't you go up on the mountain? Why couldn't you go on the mountain? Why can't you go on the mountain? Because the Shechina is there. Why can't you go on the mountain? The Shechina is there. So if the Shechina leaves, what should be the halacha? What should be obvious? You can go up. We say it's still not enough. I need a special pasuk to teach me, that you're allowed to go up. So this is where Rabbi Yosef comes from. Like, even though something the takana was made, and later on the reason for the takana no longer exists because there's no shechina on the mountain anymore, I still need a special license to go up. So that's what we see from here, the concept of Rabbi Yosef. Pasuk. What does Rashi say, brother? Now Rashi says also that Mesachdes Titus also we learn from our pasuk of El Mul Ahara. Let's see, we're in the last narrow line of Rashi. Mesachdes Titus Adaf Chafaf Abayz Mesachdes Titus also Nami also Nehu Krei Alfida. We learn it from this pasuk that our Gemara brought from the pasuk of our pasuk of Shoy Chayyur Bahim Yad Abahar. Right? The Titus is taught in the Bryce. Let's see Rashi, brother. Rabbi Yosi says, "Loin the Krei Mishol Adam." It's not the place of the person that gives him cover. El who mechab the chayyur, rather he gives honor to his place. Meaning, shekos man, because all the time shashchina haisa bahar, as long as the shechina was on the mountain. Amar Tari, the Torah says, "Gam atzayim abakar al alur." Even your atzayim, your sheep, abakar, your cattle, al yiru they should. They shouldn't pasture over there because the Shekhinah is still there. But Niskalka Shekhinah, if the Shekhinah leaves, I'll return that he's already said, Bibshaykh Ayyabel, Hemi Yalabar. The stress of the Shekhinah, the shofar blast, they could go up the mountain. So we see you need special permission. Hilkoch, therefore. Lamele Lichle Behedi, why do it have to write explicitly, Hemi Yalabar, that they should go up? Automatically, it should be called. You should see that it's mutter to go up. Since it said only harahu in this present state, it's obviously go up afterward. But we know we have a proof from here. Tzrichim meaning achalatiri. Whenever you make a takana, you need another takana to make it mutter. So that's what I'm saying. So God's blessing of Sheikh Hayavel and teaches you that. This concept that even though he was made to be here, you need another minute to take it off. Fine.
Okay, Cubs. I have a question.
Yeah.
Is a redundancy in the Sukkim? Meaning they're both Sukkim coming to teach the same thing.
Fun. That's the worst question.
And they're both coming to teach the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're in the same topic. Like I would understand.
The first one, one is two lukas. First of all, you have to realize two different lukas. We said two different points. One was the first lukas. One was the second lukas. That's first one. So the way Rashi's learning is, I mean, our question isn't he saying the same thing twice. Our question is, for the second time, I can understand it for the first time. Meaning, I can maybe say the way Rashi's learning is. That it never left the Shekhinah. So you don't have to tell me after the first Luchas that once the Shekhinah leaves, you could go up. So it never left until after the second Luchas. It was there the whole time, the Shekhinah.
So I'm saying a little bit differently. My question is, I hear what you're saying, but my question is that the Gemara brings two Shekhinah to show the same thing.
Right, because you don't like the first one, because the first one is not foolproof. You could ask a question of the first shot, and then the second shot again can ask a question. That's why you have to bring three things. I have a first puzzle. We would say it's not such a foolproof shot, because I can tell you maybe the first Gemara I'm telling you that they have to go back to their wives. And they're coming to the second shot, right? That's where Ezra got originally. Why is he Va'imer? When you say Va'imer, he's saying a little wrong one of your shot. So my Va'imer, what's Va'imer now? We understand why Va'imer. He brought me one shot. I told you maybe they went back for Mitzvah's Aina, so he brought me a second shot. It's fine. Then this shot also, he's saying it's not so perfect. Then by the Raisa and had he no further Rabbanon. So I'll bring you Mishnah. That's the flow of the Gemara. It's good?
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, why did the Torah bring it itself twice in the same topic?
Well, first it's not the same topic, it's two different points, you have to realize. What is Lucas Rishon is the first Lucas, the second Lucas. But the way Rashi was learning was, why Rashi have a question? Because you were never allowed to go up the hill, up the mountain anyway till after the second Luchas. So just tell it to me after the second Luchas.
The first two Pesukim is saying it's a different point.
Which two Pesukim?
The first two, the four.
The first two Pesukim that Argamar brings. What do we bring? Sheikh Hayyabal Hiri Yalabahar.
Right.
Yeah, that is by the first Luchas. Yeah. And Gamal Tzavi Bakar Al Yom Laharho is the second Luchas. Yes, that's what Rashi is saying.
Okay.
Two different Luchas.
Okay.
Fine. However, so why can't Rabbi Yosef just stop here? He brought me enough proofs to this concept. He says, no, still you have a question. And if you'll just go back into the Gemara, in the middle of the page, 12 lines on the top, 3 lines on the top. If you're going to say, Hani, me live with the rice. You brought me two examples in the case of the Daraisa. I didn't see the Rabbanan. It wasn't in the Rabbanan. It's in the Daraisa, right? Maybe it's in the Daraisa. Right? Say, Mechite, Mahani, me live with the Daraisa. I live with the Rabbanan. Lord, who said in the Rabbanan you say this concept? Well, we see this concept in the Daraisa. Let's see Rashi. Hani, me live with the Daraisa. Six wide lines down. Hani, me live with the Daraisa. The Isser, it was something that was forbidden, Shiyotza that came out with Pia Gvura, for the mantle of the Almighty One from Hashem. Then, we also need to hear Heter Mipiv, a Heter from him. Right? So by Hasina, we need a Heter to go back to the wise, and over here to go back into the mountain, we need a Heter. Aval Bemini Drabonon, but when it was original gathering, and it was this Takana was made Drabonon, maybe, Loiba Ida Sharusa, Sharyusa, Behetia, we don't need a Heter explicitly, rather from logic. If from logic the takana shouldn't apply anymore, because the reason why they made takana is off, then it shouldn't be a takana anymore. So that's where Yisrael has to come back and whack into the Gemara. That's where he has to say Tashima. He brings it right from the case of the Rabbana. Tashima Kelim Levi. That's where to bring a case of Karevai. But Karevai the Rabbana Kar. But how Karevai the Rabbana? Even though the case we were talking about over there was Karim, the Rabbi, and the Rabbanan, we were telling you, you are not allowed to redeem one day's travel out of Yerushalayim. That was a rule from the Rabbanan. But I say, how great read the Rabbanan? For Kabbalah, we still see this Talmidim told him, they told, right? We still see the Talmidim, they told Rev Eliezer. Then the talk part, Nimrul Lachabirach, it's true, your friends already made a mutter. So we see, even in the Drabbanon, we see this concept. That even when the Drabbanon made a rule, we need them to come and take it off. So what's Rashi, Hani, Tashma Karmavai? What do we see from Karmavai? The Hadu Hushrach, the this that we need, Lahalois Peiros, Atzman, to bring up the fruit themselves, the Mahalach Yain, was within one day's travel. The Rabbananu, that whole din is the Rabbanan. The Kav Ba'imin, the Aval Gav, the Ikum Mishrav, even though here also you could have made it mutter from a understood, from a general rule, you could have said, the whole reason why they said Kav was based on Mikdash here. Why is it not a semi-touch? There's no reason to bring fruits into Shulayim. Maybe it's off. Still, we see the same concept that once. Fine. That's what he's saying. Fine. That's what Gemara is saying until here. Fine. So now we understand why we need Rabbi Yosef to bring two Pesukim and a Mishnah. Why? First he wrote a pasuk, tell me, by Hasina. What was his first pasuk? By Hasina.
The rice.
Which is the case of the rice. Oh, so first thing Mark said, maybe, that is not really
the reason why you brought it. Maybe
the reason why I brought it.
No,
to mitzvah. We brought another pasuk from the Eli to go back onto the mount. He said, no, maybe that's not the reason why. Maybe you only brought me two proofs in the case of the rice. How do I know your concept is right, that even the Rabbanon, that the Takana should logically be off, it still stays until we take it off. And that we brought Karim, for that we brought, very good, that we brought Karim Ravai. And it was there also, we took them off like this. That Rabbi Yehuda Tamid told him that the Chacham are ready for Nevi'ah Lach Chavirecha.
Now, when we're saying that it applies also to Karim Ravai, we're saying that they made a separate Takana apply to
Karim Levi. Sure.
It has nothing to do with Yochanan Ben Zakkai's original Tefana of taking off the of accepting Eidus all day Yom because of the Korban Beis HaMikdash.
We're saying even after he did that, it's still a problem. Even after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told you you could accept even after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai,
we don't extend that out to Karim Rabbah, do we? Because of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? We changed the Takana. Also, by Karim Rabbah, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we changed the Takana.
Like Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you could think logically you wouldn't need another Takana because the reason is no longer in existence, but nonetheless, there still was a Takana. Similarly, with the Karim Rabbah, there was original Takana that the Ravona made that you need to bring your fruits to glorify and beautify the Shuk. And since the Beis HaMikdash was not there anymore, who are you glorifying for? You can also logically think you don't need it, but nonetheless, still, it says, you know, your friends, the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and his friends, still made Takana to remove it.
Was it one Takana, or did he make multiple Takana?
That's
what I'm going to talk about later. That's the next thing we're going to talk about.
I don't know.
The Talmudim, are they referring when they say that already this is Medalek by Rabbi Yochanan Bar Zakkai? They're talking about a new Takana specifically about the Chum? Rabbi Yochanan said that he made many Takanas because
he came in the Sanhedrin was at the time after the Sanhedrin was destroyed, and based on therefore he was the head of Sanhedrin. A lot of Takanas that were made that were in effect when the Beis HaMikdash was around that were no longer applicable. He took off. Okay. It's two different Takanas, two different stories.
He didn't just say like a couple different options. He made
no. He had to each one. He has to cancel. This. Yeah.
It wasn't just for anything that was
right. He did it. Right. Each one has to be canceled. For sure, each one has to be canceled. So. And he said, that's what they told him. In that case, specifically, they told him, they came here, your friends, and they made a mutter. It's good now?
Yeah. Is there any way you can learn that out? That's a different one? Or is it not just logic?
What's not logic? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, because first of all, he didn't even know about it. In this Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan didn't even know about it. They said, your friend, your Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai came and made this thing mutter. How can you give one straight head? Saying, and Paja was each one, his own case. Everything is his own.
All right. Honestly, maybe they made a chayt there on all these things that are based on Mikdash related.
It sounds like they were very delicate. You were saying it more than that you actually have to, each one needs a heter for itself. But I'm just going to get like a
more specific to match up.
It sounds like it's specific. I don't have a proof to say that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's specific. I don't know why she says it together.
Takana was it you had to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim if you were within a certain distance.
Correct.
Takana Rabbanan.
Correct.
So he said once it makes the Mikdash, it makes the
leaders. But they're asking, did he go to each Takana specifically and keep breaking that Takana, or just made a general rule? That anything that was connected to the Mikdash is off. Actually went to each one. It sounded like you were very delicate. Each one is its own thing. I'm just going to give it a general. Even here we're saying, every halacha was made. You need a minion akhala atira. Even in the egg, we say, it's the honest really one that you can't do that. Even in the egg, we're saying, you didn't even give a heter on the egg, you gave a heter on the other thing. For sure, it's a specific heter on each thing. You just gave a general heter, then why should you have a question later on the egg? The Gemara is saying, each thing is the own specific thing. Even in the Takana itself, it was how much of the Takana was broken. Like, just 2 days, just not the egg, like when you see the Gemara later. Each one is a separate story. Fine, so that's so far, this is all the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak held. So that's Shita Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that since we need Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to come and make a mutter, we need to come and make a mutter, and we never made the egg mutter, we only made mutter the halacha about accepting the Eidid. Therefore, the egg is still going to be usher even on the second day. So now Rabbi Yitzchak is never finished talking. Let's see, we're further. V'chi teima, and if you say he based it, nami, the egg also. Amnu ala Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai gathered on it, v'shar yua, and made it mutter, says it's not true. Ki amnu a'edos. When did they gather Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only gathered. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only made mutter, and he said, what did they gather on? What were they making mutter on? The Eidos. They said from now on we accept testimony after Mincha. A beitza put on the egg. Later they never gather. So they were just like originally the egg is going to be usher on the second day, right? So now also the egg will be usher on the second day. This is Rabbi Yosi finishing to talk. We never let it finish speaking.
The reason it's not permitted is because even though they repealed the decree of allowing the eggs to come after Mincha, they still did not rule on the egg, and that's why the egg is not permitted at all, just like Rabbi.
Before Rabbi, they probably not permitted at all. Good. Good, yeah.
Well, okay, so here this was another question, because it only talks about Eidos. Again, just going back.
We're in this case, we're in the, we're talking, we're back into our case. This is Rabbi Yosef finishing the talk now. Rabbi Yosef started, I'm going to ask somebody, no, I mean, how do I know? We're in the world of Eidos, we're in our world of the Eidos and the egg, that's where we are now.
Right, so is he saying, like, make a separation? Don't tie in the two of Eidos and the egg, that it's completely different topics?
It's not saying different topics, they're based on each other, but when we give a heter, we only give a heter on the Eidos. We specifically give a heter specifically on the egg.
But you're learning out through the ages.
That's a biased question.
Permitted, then why are you saying that?
Oh, fine. So that's a biased question. But Rabbi Yosef himself didn't hold like that. Rabbi Yosef himself held that even though he held that originally we made, because originally we said you can't take ages and the egg is usser. And then we made it mutter, we only made the ages mutter, not the egg. We still, the egg stayed usser.
So even though Rabbi Yosef is agreeing with Rabbi,
Rabbi is asking on him. The next Rabbi is going to ask on him. So right now we're in Rabbi Yosef. So let's see Rashi. Nechi Tema. Right? Ten lines to the bottom. Nechi Tema Beit Zinami V'chulu. Hashta Nail. Hadar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is returning La'asuke to finish Milsa, the words, the Amra that he started saying. How did he start his statement? That Afi, the Kaddish Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, the Eilech, even from the Taikana, or Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, and on, Beitza Asur, the Beitza is Asur, the egg is Asur. So he explains himself. He says, Beitza B'minim Mi Havoi, Klum Huskur B'minim Harish, that's already a biased question, that's the next question. So again, Rabbi Yechim is learning like this, that in the original Taikana, they said that they made the Taikana was that we don't accept Eidim after Mincha anymore. Right? Therefore, we know, what does that equal? That equals that both days of Yaptav are Kedusha Achas. Right? Both days of Yaptav are Kedusha Achas. Correct? Because we don't accept Eidim after Mincha. If so, the egg born on the first day is Asur also on the second day because it's Kedusha Achas.
But
that was the real Takana. In a case where the Eidim come after Mincha,
right,
therefore,
it'll be
2 days. That will be considered 2 days and Kedusha, the 2 days which will be considered Kedusha Achas, and therefore the egg born on one day will be usher on the second day. But in the original Takan, they spoke about the egg. However, when they retracted, they didn't speak about the egg. They only said, by the way, we take Edom now from Mincha and on. We don't have a problem with Levim anymore. We have no more issues. We take them. And they never gave me the heter on the egg again. And we hold, and so who cares? They're dependent on each other. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Even though logically, once you accept Eidim, right, after Mincha, right, it's going to make it into
permission
for Eidim to come after Mincha. Therefore, it's considered either one, only one of the days are going to be Yom Tov,
right,
which the both days are two Kedushas.
The egg will also become Mutter on one day.
So logically, actually, Mutter. No, I have a rule. Even if logically it becomes Mutter, it doesn't become Mutter until they go on this thing I make it Mutter, it's still going to be Aser. That's Rabbi Yosef's rules. This is Rabbi Yosef just finished talking the last week. He took a very long time. We wanted, but now he finally got it out.
Is that kind of a nafkamina? You think that it would be permitted, but it's not? Is that a nafkamina? You think it'd be permitted.
You think logically it would be permitted, but not.
Right, you would think it would be permitted. It comes to Rabbi Yosef. It's not, because we have our rule that you don't go by your logic. That if Besed originally made a rule and Halacha came out, even though the logic for the rule is gone, and the rule shouldn't apply anymore. And even there, well, even the rule itself doesn't apply. The original rule didn't apply anymore. Until they take off this halacha, it's still on. Huh. That's what he's saying. So even though now already we're accepting Eidim after Mincha, so therefore it's two kedushas. Still, the egg which is mutter on this day is still asur on the next day. That's what basically just finished talking. Good.
Once it's a kind of nine, you need to take it off.
So this all according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is understanding that the original takana was that we spoke about the egg also originally. That originally we spoke about, we said we're gonna not gonna take Edom after Mincha. Therefore, Kavod is Kedusha Achas, and therefore we're egg born on this day is Asar on the next day. That was all part of it, right? So therefore, when you take it off, you also have to speak about the egg. Comes Abai, he says, I don't understand that. Comes Abai, it was a racist Talmud, right? Abai says to him, Atu Beitza. Atu, like, do you think that Beitza of a minion, mi avoy, that the egg, the top of the egg, right, was it really in the original minion? Right? Rather racist against it, saying,
Abai.
Was Atu Beitza. The minion, mihavai, was it? Mihavai means was it.
Yeah, was. So was it? Was there really a vote on the egg?
Right.
That's what. Yeah.
Was there really a? Was it really discussed? Do you think they really discussed the egg on the by the first takana? That you have to say they have to take off the egg? Beitza, be'edos talya milsa. The egg was dependent on the thing of the testimony. So it's our edos. So if we made edos aser, meaning we don't let you accept the edim after mincha, right? Therefore, automatically became itzar beitza. The egg also became aser because we said it's kedusha achas, and therefore the egg was aser the next day. Ishtari edus. Once we make it mutter for you to accept the edus after mincha, right, which makes it two kedushas. So therefore, ishtari beitza. The egg is mutter. There was never a special ister on the egg to make it and I need a heter. Therefore, I don't understand your reason why the egg should be aser. You tell me because the original ister is still intact. There was no original ister on the egg. It was just an offshoot of the Eidos. Once you lose the thing about the takana of the Eidos, so now the egg is mutter. Rabbi Yosef learned originally the takana was, they originally made takana on the Eidos and on the egg. Right?
Together, but included, like, specifically included the egg. Here it's original byproduct.
Exactly. Because the Bayan says they never made that. It was a byproduct of the Eidos. Since they told me I can't take Eidim after Mincha, so that makes it into a Kedusha Achas. So therefore, you can't eat the egg. The minute they take off that ister, they say it's mutter to take Edim the whole day. So now it's two kedushas.
Right.
So now the egg is mutter on the next day. So he says, therefore, Abai doesn't like Rav Yosef's whole shot.
Abai says that this thing is a byproduct, and
therefore, once you mutter the original Zay Takana, right, this is also mutter. So therefore, it should come out that egg.
We had earlier, right, that the Bates is considered one takana. That's interesting.
We didn't say one, we said it was at the same
time. Earlier.
That's a different thing. That was something else.
They included one into the other. I mean, it wasn't a byproduct, they included it.
Achot, it's machlag zeir, what happened? It's true. That was paper
said. There was a different takana.
Fine, it's a different story, fine.
Right.
But it was there. When we made it Bates.
Remember when we have the Peros and the Mashin Shizabo? There they said it was doubtful one takana. It wasn't a byproduct. It was
doubtful. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a byproduct. Of it. It's like a different concept. So, you have to say it was made together. It doesn't make sense of it to be a byproduct of a chasm.
It wasn't a byproduct. You would consider it a byproduct. Because of this, you're saying that.
I'll make a connection. Maybe.
Right. It's
very similar. Yeah, it's very similar.
Yosef Rav Yitzhak,
yeah.
Over there they were saying that after the eggs were part of the takana. Here they're saying Abaya is saying that after the egg.
He's not saying what's that part, but he said it's a byproduct. It wasn't the
original. It's a byproduct. That's two different things.
Uh-huh,
very
cool.
Different.
Okay, look. So Bakshar, so right here we have a shadow.
What's that?
Abaya.
After the question is, after the Tanakar Rabbi Yechim and Zakar, we accept the Eid and whatever. So on Heim Naf, we have Rabba. Rabba says, once the Tanakar Rabbi Yechim and Zakar is off, the egg is mutter. Right? It's 2 days now, the egg is mutter. Came Rabbi Yosef and said, no. Rabbi Yosef says, the egg is still aser. Comes Abaye and says, no, I go like Rabba. I think the egg should still be mutter. So far, we have Rabba who's saying the egg is mutter on the second day, and Rabbi Yosef who tried to say it's aser, and Abaye argue. So tomorrow we'll have Rav Adar of Shaman also say that it's aser for a different reason. They're going to go like Rabbi Yosef Shita, but not for his reason, for a different reason. The egg is still Aser on the second day after. Fine,